Kate Crackernuts. The king had a beautiful daughter named Anne, a first wife who had recently died, a second wife who was now queen, and a stepdaughter whose name was Kate. Kate and Anne loved each other more than if they had been born sisters, but the queen was terribly jealous of Anne's beauty and conspired with a local henwife to spoil the girl's looks. After two failed attempts at cursing the girl, the conniving pair managed to saddle poor Anne with the head of a sheep. Dismayed upon discovering her mother's betrayal, Kate decided it was time to escape, and together the stepsisters fled the castle to find their fortunes. After a great time spent wandering, Kate and poor sheep-headed Anne found themselves at the door to the castle of another kingdom. This king too had family woes, for his son, the prince, was wasting away with illness, and not even the king's wisest doctors could determine why. A bag of silver was the reward for anyone who could diagnose his ills. Kate decided she was just the woman for the job. Kate sat with the prince and discovered the cause of his exhaustion was that each of his nights was spent dancing until dawn, bewitched by fairies in their underground hall. 3 nights on the trot, Kate followed the prince on his midnight jaunts. The first night, she simply sat by the fairy's fire as he danced and drank, cracking nuts she had picked from the bushes as they had ridden to the magical ball. The next morning, the king and queen found the prince asleep, Kate cracking nuts by his fire. She asked for one more night to heal the prince, and a bag of gold for her reward. The second night, Kate saw the fairy's babies playing with a little willow wand. She overheard a fairy woman whisper to her friend, "Haha, if only Kate Crackernuts knew that 3 taps of that wand would free her sister from her sheep's noggin." Kate pocketed the wand, and as soon as she arrived home with the prince at dawn, she ran to Anne's room and used the wand to free her sheep-headed sister of her stepmother's curse. That morning, the king and queen found the prince asleep again, Kate quietly cracking nuts by his fire. She asked for one more night to heal the prince, and the prince's hand in marriage for her reward. They agreed. The third night, Kate watched as the fairy's babies played with a little bird, and again her keen ears heard the fairies gossiping whilst the prince danced. Ah, if only Kate Crackernuts knew that 3 bites of that bird would free the prince from our enchantment. They needed say no more. Kate stole away the little bird, and that very dawn plucked it, roasted it, and fed it to the wastrel prince. In just 3 bites, he was entirely freed of fairy glamour, and quite taken with his rescuer. That morning, the king and queen found the prince and Kate sat together in his room, both companionably cracking nuts by his fire. So healed, the prince was wed to Kate, and his brother to the now human Anne, and they all lived and died happily together.